Sports Day for Kia.
The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. And Toolkit Depot, the ultimate range of top-brand tools, equipment and workwear. Toolkitdepot.com.au.
Welcome to Sports Day, and it's nice to have your company in this next hour. And chats with mates. I think Adam Voges is our mate, Hayes, even though he's the WA cricket coach and he's got a really tough job. Australia's most satisfied customers, MBM, from just $59. Voges, welcome. How are you going?
Evening, guys. Yeah, going very well, thanks. Yeah, definitely mates, I would have thought.
Yeah. Now, Ashton Turner today, captain of the Scorchers. Looking forward to that getting underway. I know that there's a few hiccups maybe in the road ahead, but, mate, he did really well last year. He led the team when there were some issues, of course, with injury, and you made the final without winning it.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, really pleased to be able to announce Ashton today as captain. To make it official, he did a terrific job last year when he stepped in on the eve of the tournament when Mitch was under an injury cloud, and then continued on throughout the whole season. So, yeah, for Ash to be officially announced today, I think tactically he's very astute, and that's really important to have a good leader out there, particularly in T20 cricket. So he'll do a great job for us, and, yeah, obviously nice to make that official today.
Pretty different build-up, this one, to the Big Bash. Of course, you've had a few players over there with Australia that just got released, Inglis and Mitch Marsh and Ashton Agar as well. You've got Colin Munro and Curtis Patterson that won't be here until the day of the game. And, of course, you've got your squad that were working pretty hard today.
Yeah, that's right, Hayes. It'll certainly be a different preparation. As you mentioned, we'll have three guys. Laurie Evans is over in Sydney as well, so we won't see him, Colin Munro, or Curtis Patterson until a couple of hours before the game next Wednesday. We've had a couple of the guys come back from quarantine in Brisbane, and it was really nice to see them today. And then we've obviously got Jai Richardson getting ready for the Ashes as well. So a few guys in all parts of the country at the moment. But, yeah, had a really good intra-squad hit out today, which was great for the guys to get started.
Who did well? Did anyone put their name up in lights for selection?
Yeah, it was a really good hit out today. Some really promising performances. Nick Hodgson scored 90 not out. Aaron Hardy, 86 off 41 balls. So some really, really strong performances with the bat from those two guys. And then, yeah, some really nice execution at the back end from Berendorf, from AJ Ty, and from Matt Kelly as well. So, yeah. All good, no injuries, which is the most important thing sometimes in these practice games.
I'm excited by the spin twins. That's what we're going to call them this year. Ashton Agar back in the fold, missed a lot of last year. And your new recruit, Peter Hadzoglou, who's come in, he was impressive last year. Getting the two together is going to be instrumental, I think, for your chances.
Yeah, I certainly think so as well, Hayes, and particularly if we are Eastern States bound for the majority of the tournament, which could be the case. So, yeah, Peter had a good bowl today, had a wicket on his first ball, given not out, but no, he looked good today. And Ashton Agar, we're obviously really pleased to be able to get Ash back. We missed him for the whole tournament last year, and we're certainly a better team with him in it. So those two in combination are going to be really important, as you say.
Did somebody get a diamond duck today, but you allowed them to stay in?
Yeah, Nick Hodgson could have been a very different day for Hobbo. He got burnt by the skipper coming back for a second. So I try not to interfere in these practice games, but I was pretty keen to see Nick have a bat today, and getting run out without facing a ball would have been a travesty.
The other bloke that's critical to your success, I think, is Josh Inglis. Is he likely to be there? We're hearing a bit about Alex Carey being selected for the Australian cricket team to replace Tim Payne. What can you tell us?
Yeah, we're just waiting to hear the official announcement. Josh came back home today. He was part of our induction today, and it was really nice to see him. We haven't seen those guys for a period of time now, so I'm sure there'll be an official announcement sooner rather than later. If Josh isn't in the test team, then he'll certainly play in the Australia A game against the England Lions at the same time as the test. And if that is the case, then we'll see him in orange a bit later on. So we'll just wait and see.
Well, I personally don't think that he's going to be in the team. But how were they mentally, Agar, Marsh and Inglis, after you've had a yak to them, given that they've been locked up for 14 days? Pretty good?
Yeah, they were pretty happy to be home, that's for sure. So, no, they're... they're great. They only got back yesterday, straight off the plane. They were happy to come in and see the boys today, which was great. We'll give them a pretty quiet week in terms of their commitments and just make sure that they get to spend some time at home with their families and freshen up mentally as much as anything, as well as physically. And obviously looking forward to having all three of them at some point during our campaign. They'll all be pretty important to us.
Hey, when it comes to the national scene, are you asked by the national selectors, maybe Justin Langer, who you know very well, to, you know, play players in certain positions, bat them in certain spots so that they can essentially be groomed for maybe what lies ahead? Just say in Josh Inglis's case, as we use him as just an example.
We have pretty good conversations with the selectors, in particular with George Bailey, with JL, and speak about our players a lot. In terms of position of batting and that sort of stuff, that's very much left up to us. But certainly want to try and give those guys as great an opportunity as possible. And we saw last year with the Scorchers with the three internationals at the top of the order, although it works incredibly well for us, giving a few of our local guys that opportunity I think will be important this year. And I'm sure you'll see a few more of our local guys a bit further up the order.
How is the fitness of Jason Behrendorf and Lance Morris, the other one who had the side strain?
Yeah, Jason's good. He was unfortunately sick and didn't make the trip to Tasmania for the Marsh Cup game, but bowled a beautiful over in the last over in the inter squad today and defended 10 and took 1 for 4 in that last over. So he's building nicely. He'll be ready to go. Lance has a side strain, as you said, and he'll probably miss the first few games of the Big Bash. We're certainly hopeful by the time we come back to Perth for a game on the 20th of December that he'll be putting his hand up for selection then. So a little bit of time out for him, but looking forward to having him back at some stage.
Pressure on too, Voji, because of what the women did. Of course, they're the number one team in town right now, and we're talking about cricket.
It was brilliant. I was at the game on Saturday and really pleased to see the girls lift the trophy. And I think just the excitement and just seeing the way that they really celebrated it and enjoyed it and were having fun. And it brings back memories of past success for us and that feeling that you do get when you play well enough to win the tournament. So maybe a bit of extra pressure, but certainly not a nice incentive for the boys to play well too.
Just quickly, one more spot to fill from an import perspective. Any thoughts?
I think we're announcing that very soon. I don't know if Ashton Turner gave it away today at his press conference.
Well, come on, give it away. Tell us.
I won't give you a name, but it'll be a fast bowler who played for England in the recent World Cup. So I'll let you guys work that bit out, and the official announcement will come on Friday, I believe.
All right. I am going to have to go into my, as Hayes picks up his phone, and have a look. Hey, good luck, mate. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Take care.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Adam Voges there. Australia's most satisfied customers. NBN from just $59. You can search Mate online. Scorchers in action against Brisbane Heat here at Optus next Wednesday. First ball to be bowled at 6:35 p.m. Western Standard Time. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. We want to see a big crowd get behind our team. Unfortunately, game two has been moved. Hayes, who is it?
Well, Carl, I think it could be Tymal Mills.
I reckon you're 100% correct, Hayes, and he will be heading west to join our Perth Scorchers. We need to clear a commitment, and on the other side, we'll come back and have a chat to Mitch McCarron, who is the captain of the Adelaide 36ers, taking on our Perth Wildcats at RAC Arena on Friday night.